A production facility in Saline County is suspending operations due to COVID-19. ConAgra in Marshall will be discontinuing production beginning today until April 27th. The closure is due to the COVID-19 pandemic and challenges that the facility is facing. According to ConAgra spokesperson Dan Hare, some employees have tested positive for the virus. Hare said the health and safety of ConAgra employees is the company's top priority. At the Marshall facility, social distancing techniques have been put in place, as well as screening temperatures and increased sanitation to prevent the spread of COVID-19. Approximately 20 employees have been diagnosed with COVID-19, so the decision was made to suspend operations. When the facility reopens, ConAgra will continue to use rigorous plant maintenance, sanitizing processes, and other preventative measures to maintain a safe work environment. Employees will still be paid while the facility is temporarily closed, and the company will continue to pay employees who need to be away from work due to a COVID-19 related illness. The confirmed number of positive cases of COVID-19 has increased in Saline County. According to the Saline County Health Department, another 4 positive cases of COVID-19 were confirmed earlier today, bringing the total number of positive cases to 64 in the county. 5 persons who tested positive have recovered. The patients have been quarantined at home since the initial test. No further information will be provided about these individuals. The Saline County Health Department continues to work on contact tracing with the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services and the CDC to identify anyone who may have come into contact with the individuals while they were infectious. Those contacts will be asked to self-quarantine for 14 days, and they will be monitored for fever, respiratory issues, and other symptoms of COVID-19. You can read more of this story posted on our local news page at KMMO.com and on our Facebook page. A healthcare provider is expanding its testing for the coronavirus. According to Katy Trail Community Health, it has expanded its COVID-19 testing. It says you must have a doctor's order to be tested. If you do not have a primary care doctor, Katy Trail Community Health can determine if you meet the testing criteria. People who are immunocompromised, healthcare employee, people 65 years or older, people with a chronic disease, women who are pregnant or up to 2 weeks postpartum, institutionalized patients, long-term care or group home, homeless people, people with long-term prednisone use, or people with fever, cough, and shortness of breath. Katy Trail Community Health has offices in Marshall, Sedalia, Warsaw, and Versailles. For more information, you can call 877-733-5824. MU Healthcare will join a select group of hospitals nationwide by participating in a clinical trial to determine whether plasma from those previously infected with the novel coronavirus or COVID-19 can benefit those currently fighting the virus. A news release says in partnership with the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, and the American Red Cross, the Mayo Clinic trial is designed to test the belief that so-called convalescent plasma from recovered donors can be infused into current patients to fight a virus. It is a strategy that has prevented and treated other infectious diseases. MU Healthcare and more than 100 other hospitals nationwide have enrolled in the trial to help determine if this process can work against COVID-19. Adults who have recovered from COVID-19 are encouraged to participate in this unpaid and voluntary program. Their donations can benefit MU Healthcare patients who are seriously ill with COVID-19. Other eligibility requirements for donors include a previously documented positive COVID-19 test, 14 days of no symptoms, and a subsequent negative COVID-19 test. Those eligible and interested in donating plasma for the project can go to the Convalescent Plasma Program's webpage, and you can find that address by visiting this story on our local news page at KMMO.com and on our Facebook page. That is a look at news this hour on KMMO. I'm Robert King.